Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semino. It is good to be a Pet World Insider. We are here at Blog Paws 2014 in Lake Las Vegas, Nevada, having a lot of fun with some really incredible people. Folks, you're missing out. This is just a special group of people. Everybody here loves pets, loves their pets, and loves talking about pets. I got to tell you, I'm really energized, and I am super excited. We have someone who I've read your blog for a long time, but I've got to encourage everybody else to get over there. We have Carol Bryant from Phytos of Reality joining us. Carol, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Robert. This is fun.
It is a lot of fun. Now, you've been involved with Blog Paws for a long time. For those folks who haven't experienced it, how do you describe it?
Well, Blog Paws is a social community for pet lovers, pet parents, and those who want to monetize, that is, make money on their written word by working with brands, working in programs, and also making a difference in the lives of pets. And what started as one conference in 2010 has now grown to our sixth conference. We're 24/7, 365 community year-round, and the sky's the limit. We're just beginning.
Yeah, it really is exciting to see the growth, not only that you've had, but also social media, all of the different avenues we have now to connect with pet parents. You've been doing this for a while.
Yes.
What excites you most about where it's going?
Gosh, I feel that my voice is making a difference in the lives of pets, and I'm not alone. We're amplifying pet parents' voices through our words. So what I might talk about, a product or a place I traveled to or something my dog did, suddenly I have thousands of pet parents listening to me, going out and getting engaged with that brand. So I feel like I have power, but it's a responsibility also, because you can, as a valid pet blogger, make a difference in the lives of pets.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's one of the great things too, is before it was difficult to find especially the niche information. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that bloggers do a really great job of, is hitting those niches
right
where you don't think, wow, am I the only person going through this? Folks, I can tell you, you're not. You just haven't looked out there into the blogosphere. Someone else is experiencing what you're experiencing. Reach out, find that information. Carol, where do you find the inspiration for what you write about?
In everyday experiences, a lot of the times, anything from a trip to the park to losing my dog and the grief experience to I don't know what treat is best for my dog. What kind of dog food should I feed? I mean, there are so many things. And I think to myself, what problems are facing today's dog parent? And that's another thing. I'm a parent. I'm not just a dog owner. I don't feel as he's property. He's a valid part of my life, and he's a living, breathing creature. So for me, it's being able to take my voice and make a difference to pet parents. So, you know, it's just for inspiration. I think it's just in everything that's happening around me. I'm an insatiable reader. I love to read.
Our listeners right now are going, oh, no, not another reader. I say this all the time. I think, and I love to devour books, because for such a small amount of money, you get such an amazing amount of expertise and information, and that extends to everything out there these days. Doesn't mean you have to believe everything. In fact, you shouldn't. You should always approach it with an eye of common sense and skepticism. But when you do start to see a pattern, you can say, okay, this seems to be the general way of thinking.
Right.
And you all know how much I like to go against the general way of thinking. There is some common themes that we can find out there.
Yes.
And we should use those as guidelines. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the other things that I love is you have an organization that you started. I must admit, I like saying this name. I might have to get a t-shirt with the name on it, but the Wiggle Butt Warriors. Let's talk about what that's all about.
So over a year ago, I decided I wanted to do something to use my pet blogger voice to make a difference to dogs that don't have it as good as my dog does. And sadly, so many people, they relinquish their dogs or they can't afford them. And I met a group called Oldies But Goodies Cocker Spaniel Rescue. And they were just inundated with dogs 8 years and up who their families simply stated didn't want them anymore. And they were mostly in need of funds. So I thought, what would be a good fundraiser that we could do to call attention to this plight and not make it depressing and not, you know? And my dog decided to get married. So he married his doggy girlfriend. And, you know, what started as sort of it was a joke, we had sponsors approaching us. We sold out the wedding in a month. We held it in Connecticut. We raised $7,000 for the pet rescue.
Wow.
And it was a labor of love. And we just decided, you know, we can't stop there. Let's keep going. So once a year, we're going to have a big gala event. We're pet friendly, of course. And people from all over the country come to this. And we decided, you know, we're like superheroes. So we're going to call ourselves Wiggle Butt Warriors. Because who doesn't want a dog to come in and sweep them off their feet and you know, take care of them and do right by them?
Absolutely. Well, and certainly we have one of your Wiggle Butt Warriors with us here. That's the beauty of Blog Paws. A lot of people have their pets here, and it is great. You know, I've got to say, it's been interesting to see. We've had cats, we've had dogs, ferrets, birds. Mm-hmm. Everybody is just interacting so pleasantly. It's right. Great to see. And I think that extends to the kind of people that we have here, mm-hmm. which, as you go back to, I call myself, and I take a lot of flack for it, I'm a pet parent.
Absolutely.
I'm proud to say that. Send your emails. I got no problem with it, mm-hmm. okay? But a lot of the innovation that we see in the pet industry comes from pet parents, yep. and that notion that if my pet needs this and I can't find someone else doing it or doing it as well as I want it to be, mm-hmm. then I'm going to go do that.
Right.
What have you seen over your time that makes you go, this is why I'm so in love with this industry?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a strange juxtaposition because when the economy tanked a few years ago, people did relinquish their dogs, but a lot of people, adoptions also went up. People started to spend the money they didn't have because they were at home and they were bonding with their pets. And suddenly it was, hey, my dog loves me without a job. My dog loves me whether I look good in the morning. My dog loves me no matter what kind of mood I'm in, which is why I call myself Fidose of Reality. And I'm like you, Robert. I'm a pet parent. And I look at my dog as he is. He's a furry child. He's got feelings. He's got emotions. He supports me. He's there for me. And he works for treats. So that's even better. So, yeah.
It is truly a pleasure being here at Blog Paws. I really enjoy all the different things that you're doing. Folks, if you haven't checked it out, Carol, let's give out the blog site address as well as your website address.
Okay. And so that's blogpaws.com. And you could find me, Carol Bryant, at Fidose, F-I-D-O-S-E, of reality.com.
Folks, we're going to be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you want to be talking about in the pet world here on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages.
Are you a pet parent looking for a book that can teach you about dog nutrition, training, or other dog essentials? If so, look to Dogwise Publishing. Since 2001, they've been committed to publishing books by dog experts that improve upon the information available, emphasize humane training methods, share cutting-edge science, and proven solutions to make living with a dog more fun and enjoyable. Visit dogwisepublishing.com for more information on their extensive expert dog book releases and diverse dog book offerings. Again, that's dogwisepublishing.com.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the Slim Doggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.